What's your emergency?
This is 911 emergency. What are you reporting for?
Everybody, it's We Speak Dispatch. It's time for another great broadcast. And we have our three compatriots here, plus me. That makes four. So we got Glenna. We got Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hello, everybody.
And we got Leslie down there. Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
There
I'm
she
excellent.
Is. My God. And she's loud today. So.
Sorry, I'll back
all right,
off.
So our topic
today?
Is going to be today. Really? Our topic's going to be something that I think that everybody's going to kind of experience this once in a while. For those of you who've been on a long time, like a seasoned dispatcher,
Not old, but seasoned.
Not jaded. Tell somebody who's been on about 2 or 3 years who's considering like, I'm out, this is not for me, I'm done. How do we make them understand this is a career and you do such great things as opposed to just a job that you'll only do a couple of years? I mean, personally speaking, when I've hired people and I've hired a lot of people, I get people to always tell me, I only want to do this job for about, 2 or 3 years, and then I'm gonna go find something better. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then 15 years go by, and they're still there, and you're like, what happened? They're like, I don't know.
I don't really know.
So what do you guys think? Anybody speak up?
All at once. Okay, let me go first.
All right, Leslie, go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
Glenna. Yeah, so, Glenna, you know, Glenna. I've been here for 23 years. I went into dispatch when I was pregnant. So it was just something, you're on maternity leave, so you have to go into dispatch. I just never came out because I fell in love with it. It was like, oh, this is what I was supposed to do. So I never really had that, I'm out. And I think if somebody after 3 years says, oh, I'm done, I think maybe they should be done. But if somebody is saying, you know, can I make a career out of this? I don't want to quit, but what's in it for me? Well, then I think that's when you need to look back and say, okay, over the last 3 years, what have you learned? I mean, does this job stress you out? Do you have medical conditions already because of what the job is doing to you? Or do you still enjoy the job? Are you still able to grow personally as a dispatcher? And what's in it in the long haul? Are you going to get pay raises?
But
are
did you ever have that feeling? Like at 2 or 3 years, did you ever have the feeling like, the shift work, these hours? My coworkers.
I've had days like that, but never, it's nothing that's ever stuck. It's always been, for me, it's always, this is where I'm supposed to be. Meaning,
so
I do a better job here.
What would you tell somebody who you're in a break room with and they're saying they've been on about 3 years and they're like, I think I'm going to leave. This is not for me. Would you try to encourage them? Would you tell them why it's important to stay at the job or?
Depends on where they are in seniority. No.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Please. Wow.
I don't know. I think that if they had after 3 years, if they're already saying that, I'd have them take a really good hard look. Well, why do you want to leave versus why do you want to stay?
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Let's talk about reasons to stay on the job. Why would you stay?
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Leslie? Mm.
Really? That
you
was your
so excited
outside.
About this. I was very excited to see you say things. I was very happy about it.
I think.
Wow. So far, so good.
As Glenna was talking.
Oh my.
I know. I am also one of those people who believe that I am where I'm supposed to be. That this, mm-hmm. I started as a reserve police officer and then went into dispatch when my agency was opening up their new center, and so. I went in because I knew the city, I knew the radio codes, and I never left because I found that it was the place that I was supposed to be. So as Glenna was saying that, and I'm thinking about that, you know, I know that there are people in this job who are doing it as a job. It's a paycheck. It's not a calling. And so I guess kind of to piggyback on what Glenna was saying, you know, if after 3 years you're looking at going outside, I think I'd, you know, talk about the benefits of the job and all the great things that can come of it. But I also agree that, you know, hey, when I was a reserve police officer, that was not my thing. It mm-hmm. was not my passion. I learned very quickly that was not for me. And this is a job that you have to have a passion for. You can't, mm-hmm. you know, I think that being a teacher, a doctor, a police officer, a firefighter, and a dispatcher, you have to be passionate about that job, because there are so many demands and sacrifices that are taken from you. And to just do it as kind of a, it'll do for now.
It's a paycheck. It's okay. I know some people think that way.
Yeah. And I don't know that I've answered your question, Joe. Maybe you can bring up some words of wisdom, but I don't know. I'm interested to see where this conversation goes, because
Joe, we're putting a lot of stuff on you right now. So please.
Come on, Joe, reel it back in.
For me, one of the things that I would ask him is, what is it that you want to do here that would keep you here? First of all, and then focus on why they're leaving, because a lot of times if somebody wants to leave, it's hopefully sometimes things you can fix. And what I mean by that, in a lot of 911 centers, there's not a lot of career advancement or supervisor opportunities or management.
That is true.
And that's the one reason why I applied at a different agency than the one I started at, was because I didn't get an interview when I was put in to be manager. Had I just got an interview and learned how to interview for a supervisor position down the road, considering I met the minimum qualifications at that time, I would have stayed forever at the agency I've now circled back to. And so I would try to figure out what it is that they want to professionally develop and grow in, if they're a good employee, to try and keep them if we can, because everybody knows a full staff is typically a much more happier staff than a short staff.
So
I would focus on the things that we could do as an agency or a department to try and keep that employee. We've got a lot of time invested in them. We've got a lot of trainers' time invested in them. People burn out from training other employees. We've also got training certifications that hopefully we accomplish throughout the training program. And if you have a good employee, I think you should try to really ask why is it that you're wanting to leave. And see if you can try it. And I know a lot of agencies are union contracts and you can't change the schedule for them, or you can't give them better days off, or you can't say, no, you're not mandatory to work these hours. You have to be able to make sure you can do something about it. But if you can, I would say it's usually worth trying to do if you can save a good employee.
Oh, yeah.
I think, and Joe, you hit on a good topic, where the personal and professional development is like number one and number two of what anybody wants out of a job, whether it's people who are older, tenured, or people who are just coming into the workforce. And I think that is a deficit that most communications centers are faced with, because depending on the size of your agency, you maybe are sitting in a one-seater where there's a total of 5-6 dispatchers for your entire staff. They don't have a supervisor. They don't have this upward career ladder. And I think that the professional side of that is creating, even if it's just, you know, I expect more of you now because you've been here for a year, and here's some ancillary assignments. And then getting into, you know, professional and personal development, where, hey, I'm not just sending you to a class on how to talk to a suicidal subject, but I'm sending you to a class on how to write a resume, how to, you know, improve your memo writing or grant writing skills, something to where we're investing time in not just the position, but the person who fills that position. Yeah.
I've tried to do that in my career. I've tried to, like, even the people that say, I don't ever want to promote. I want to stay this level, and I don't want to ever do it. I have no desire to do it. If you start giving them responsibilities, hey, come up with something that's going to help us with this or help us with that.
Right.
You can see it in them, like saying, I can do that. I can have that kind of power to say something. And it's like, when you start empowering people to do things and engaging them.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's so funny. I mean, here we are, Doug, in a life-saving profession.
Yeah.
We have empowered our people to save lives on the phone. I don't know. Don't you dare fill out the timesheet without a supervisor.
Oh my gosh, you are not a supervisor.
No. Yes. And sometimes it's those types of administrative things. And I know we've all had that experience where you're going to a store or a restaurant and you need to, you know, maybe make a complaint or talk to somebody, and you tell somebody what's going on and they say, oh, you know, I'm gonna have to go talk to my supervisor.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
For me also, one of the things I've started looking at as a topic to help keep 3-year, 5-year, 10-year employees is succession planning, I think, is a huge topic that needs to come into play in dispatch centers. And it's not that you're trying to replace yourself. It's that you're trying to prepare your center to be successful so you can go on vacation, so that you can do this, you can do that. And that the knowledge base starts to spread across the agency. And I set a goal for myself to develop certain tasks that I do that other employees would be able to do that normally we haven't passed down to let them learn. And one of the things I'm trying to do is to develop that succession planning program at our agency so that employees have more of a career path forward. And hoping that will keep those three-year employees that are saying, I just don't know if this place is for me because I don't have much of a career path.
Yeah, right. I think my last year, I know I would kept telling people, like, I won't be here forever. And people are like, yeah, but who's going to do it? And I'm like, you can do it. You can do these things. And telling somebody and showing them, look, you can make this schedule look exactly like I do with all the colors and the crazy stuff. You can do what I do. I'm not the only one that can do it. And here's how you do it. And it's like, and that's why I was like, my last year, I kept saying, I feel confident that even when I'm not here, that things are going to run. I mean, things are going to run smoothly. I don't have to sweat it and sit at home going, oh my God, what are they going to do now? They can make a decision. They can do these things. So I think it's important. And I think that as we close this up and we're almost out of time here, I think one of the things y'all talked about was that empowerment of our coworkers, our peers, our employees, whoever they are, to make them feel like what they say is important and how they can help this place become a better place and do great things. So I think that's a great topic. I wish we would have had another hour and a half.
The cat just jumped on my leg. I just have a little thing.
I'm hoping that's an animal, not just somebody. So,
you know, I just want to say one other thing. Hello, Kitty. And that wasn't it. At my agency, and I know we all talk about our agencies, and I love the agency that I work at. It has its issues. But everything that we just talked about is something that we either are attempting to implement or we have implemented. And I think that's the biggest reason why I've been there for 23 years. And so I think the last thing I want to say for our dispatcher is, if you love the job, if you love what you're doing, but you hate your department, you can either approach your department to change it, or you can go find another dispatch center. I think that people are so scared to leave their dispatch center, which is funny because I know where we work in California, we get paid really well. But then when we talk to people in like Georgia or something, or I don't know about Georgia, but in other places where they make minimum wage, I'm sorry, you can go work at anywhere. You can go work anywhere for minimum wage. You know, well, you are more than that.
I love the conversation we had today. We are just about out of time. So let me just do a quick thank you to Glenna. Thank you to Joe. Thank you to what's your name again? Leslie.
Oh, funny.
We'll see you next time. Hey, if you've got a comment or you want to join us on this thing, please leave us a message below or comment or like us. Please share this information with everybody you got out there. I definitely appreciate everybody's help with this thing.
And don't forget, we're on podcasts.
Oh, it podcasts. On podcast. Yes. Go to podcast. I'll put up a thing.
Podcast.
Podcast. Yeah.
Apple podcast. We speak dispatch.
There it is. All right. So I'm in.